Y.com.
Each and every show, we go inside the Beltway and talk with the true insiders here on America Tonight. And, of course, at Talk Radio News, we are always pleased to welcome to the show Victoria Jones. Victoria, busy day in Washington. It all started with the thud that you could hear across the land, the receival, anyway, from the Republican point of view of the president's budget. What was the react? I think I'm on target, aren't I?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, it lands with a big thud because it's very heavy, but then it landed with the thud of, oh, is that all it is? Really? Okay. Well, we think that's rubbish, and let's move on. Mitch McConnell, the Senate Minority Leader, called it a campaign document, and actually he's not entirely wrong, because it is. This is something that the president will be running on, and from the Democrats' point of view, that's not necessarily a bad thing either. It's also an aspirational document. This is a wish list. These are the things in this budget are the things that the president believes in, the things the president would like to see enacted. They just won't be.
I like how you said that. They just won't be, but it's what he wants to see. So as you said, it really is, this is an election year, and here you go. This is what I'm laying out. And that's what he talked about early in the day, by the way. You know this. That's what he mentioned. That's what he talked about, this blueprint.
Yeah, he talked about a blueprint, and he actually talked specifically about education. He was speaking at Northern Virginia Community College, and he was talking about education in particular. But he talks about job creation initiatives for infrastructure, job training, innovation. Of course, he wants to increase taxes on the wealthiest Americans, the Buffett rule, which would replace the alternative minimum tax, going off the hedge fund managers as well. Also extending the payroll tax cut, that is actually in there. Also, interestingly, sequestration is not in there. That is the that strange word, the thing that where the super committee failed to manage to strike a deal for deficit reduction. And so we're going to face an automatic $1.2 trillion of cuts in January 2013. That's not in there because he assumes, rather optimistically really, that Congress will be able to work it out sometime this year.
Yeah, there you go. And the Republicans, the other thing was they kind of, well, didn't kind of, sounds like they sounded the retreat on the payroll tax cut. What was up with that?
Very interesting. They said today that they would back down from their demands that a payroll tax holiday be paid for with spending reductions on other programs. And there's really no other way to tell that story. You can't tell it in a way other than saying that they would back down from their demands, because that's exactly how they were framing it last week. So now they're saying it doesn't have to be paid for. It doesn't have to be offset. Now they're saying, yeah, you can extend the payroll tax cut, and you put that aside, and that's done if you accept our offer. And instead, you'll continue to haggle over the extension of unemployment insurance and the measure to prevent doctors from losing money on the Medicare program. And those two things are still being fought over very hard. So the question now is whether the Democrats accept that deal of one thing being sold separate from the other two. And it's not entirely clear that they will, actually.
Mm. All right, so it's another one of those.
Representative Chris Van Hollen, Democrat of Maryland, who's one of the conferees, said that the payroll tax extension should travel together with an extension of unemployment benefits and Medicare payment legislation. He said if the payroll tax cut is extended alone, millions of seniors could be left in the lurch as their doctors move to refuse to see Medicare patients.
Mm. All right, so we'll wait and see where the dollars and cents lie on that one. It's, again, the waiting game that we constantly play. Moving from that to Senator Rand Paul from Kentucky. What did he try to block, the transportation bill?
Yeah, this is the big transportation bill. There's two very big transportation bills, one in the House, one in the Senate, that are going to come up probably for votes this week. They're really very big, very important. And the one in the Senate is actually, drumroll, gasp, bipartisan. And Senator Rand Paul, who does things like this, and that's one of the reasons why he's not very popular, is delaying the Senate debate to make a statement on aid to Egypt. Now, first of all, he tried to block judicial nominee Adalberto Jose Jordan unsuccessfully, then he refused to offer consent to quickly move forward to this transportation bill. And so he wants to offer an amendment to the transportation bill, which has nothing to do with it, that would cut off aid to Egypt if the NGO workers with the government are detained or held in the country, if any more are. And unless the senator decides to offer consent to move forward on this bill, the Senate would be stuck in a 30-hour holding pattern, which would mean they probably wouldn't be able to vote on this bill until Friday, which is not going to please them.
Yeah, I can see why not. Isn't that usually when they already have the jets ready to go, or, oops, they're getting the limousines to get out of town? They don't want to wait them around, right?
Yes, and particularly since it's a President's Day week-long recess.
Man, always exciting. Victoria Jones, thanks for coming on once again.
Thank you so much.
All right, so it was all about the budget, the B word instead of the P word, sort of, in Washington, D.C. And, you know, listen, they're throwing numbers around. It's ridiculous. They're just spitballing. And I think Victoria had it right. This time it is definitely about running for president. And Obama knows that, but it's easier to sell that on the campaign trail and blame it on the Republicans. So, you know, in looking at this, Harry Reid says, this is perfect. This is done. We don't need to do anything. We don't need to bring anything to the budget this year. We don't have to have a budget vote this year. Really, why? Because we never have a budget that's balanced. We never have a budget that makes sense. We never have a budget that everybody agrees on. So Obama has a $3.8 trillion budget. This is 9 months away from deciding whether you're going to have this man at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue for a second term or not. So I think he wants to know. He's standing at the crabs table, and he wants you to know he's got both dice in his hands. And with this budget, we're going to be talking about the popular tax and spending proposals, yes, and trying to make those choices. Now, Obama's plan hikes taxes on the wealthiest people in the country to about $1.5 trillion. So it would totally end the Bush-era tax cuts for families that make over $250,000, while this brand-new, shiny, so-called Buffett rule would kick in, and that would require people earning more than $1 million to pay at least a 30% rate. How much are you paying right now? That's what I want to know. How much are you paying? Are you one of those people that you always owe Uncle Sam? I'm serious. It doesn't matter if I make 2 cents and I work at a donut factory or I'm doing talk radio. I seem to always owe Uncle Sam. So what is the name of the game? You know, it's the populist tone that he's singing that song. Going after the Wall Street fat cats, you know, the bank bailouts, all that sort of stuff, which is interesting because the people backing this president are definitely the Wall Streeters, Goldman Sachs, and the big plate dinners, $35,000 a crack. I mean, these are bankers that we're talking about. How do you erase an unemployment number over 8.3%? Because trust me, it's really higher than that. I mean, this is just my take. Broad strokes looking at a budget that makes no sense. All right, coming up on the flip side, we're going to talk about two polls that show Rick Santorum is now on the rise. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Which Republican should we let go? Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Important than country? Is it more important that we're Americans or that we're Republicans or Democrats? Or how about we're neither? We're looking for that third party because we're just really tired of this whole thing. So here we go with the plan. The basically Obama's plan outlines $360 billion in Medicare and Medicaid reductions. The cuts mostly would hit providers. They don't, you know, do anything for the long-term problems that are tied to the baby boomers and the aging workforce, because let's face it, every day, every second the clock ticks, another one bites the dust, meaning another one is retired. That's where the population is headed, no question about it. So we're still not dealing with the real problem with the debt. I mean, entitlement costs are out of control. The money won't deal with the wave of baby boomers. It won't. That's the bottom line. That's the facts. That's the reality, folks. No matter what team you're playing for, no matter what your stripes are, which, by the way, you can throw in no matter what you claim you are here on America Tonight. That's what we like to say. We are the overnight highway of thought. Or we hope we're thought provoking. 800-259-5791. So, lots of interesting, angry words were hurled the president's way, including from the man in the Senate who is usually the mouthpiece, from Kentucky, Senator Mitch McConnell. He talked about Obama proposing a budget that simply just divides everybody like the Red Sea. And then Senator John Cornyn, now remember these are both Republicans from Texas, saying that this just kills business and adds to the deficit. Duh.
Well, if anybody wants to know what a failure of leadership looks like, this is it. Once again, the president is shirking his responsibility to lead by using this budget to divide us.
this $15 trillion plus debt has kept job creators on the sidelines.
Yeah, I think job creators are on the sidelines. Here's a thought. How many people listening to me are out of work? If you're out of work and maybe you're getting unemployment, maybe you're not, whatever your situation, and you're looking for jobs, you have a degree, you don't have a degree, you have skills, whatever your skill set is. So you keep being pummeled by all these ads, Monster.com, Career Builder, oh, Craigslist has some great jobs, and you go and you try to fill out these job applications. I am telling you, to work at the yogurt shop down the street, no joke, there is a company, Sprinkles. They have great cupcakes. They're in a bunch of places across the United States. I mean, they ask you the most ridiculous questions for the people that they're hiring behind the counter. In fact, somebody I know today was asking me, what is the difference between a protagonist and the anti-hero, and how would you compare that to a seamstress and what the seamstress does? What? These are the questions that they were being asked for an operations job at Radio Shack. The questions about literature, questions about analyzing the either or. I mean, are you kidding me? If you get on a train in New Jersey and you're going to Mexico, how long will it take if the train goes approximately 96 miles an hour? I mean, really? So it's tough. And the reason is because there really aren't very many jobs. So it's just, I think it's a way for companies just to flap their wings and say they're looking for people when they really are hiring inside, or to have ridiculous questions that people have to fill out these lengthy applications. And even if they were to get an interview, they'd have to have 10 interviews to get the job. I mean, the job market is crummy. It really is. This is why I don't understand, when you have the ability for a Keystone Pipeline kind of project, that you just don't go down that path, especially when the environmental folks have really already looked it over. And you had the energy secretary sign off on it until he was told, oop, please shut your mouth. We don't want you to tell anyone. You're not supposed to say that. You're not supposed to talk to the media and say that it was, you checked and it's great and you think it's fine because of the new regulations, the way it'll be set up and da 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 da. No, we don't want that. We need to push that off into the distance until after an election year. I mean, this is the problem. This is what ails us. We have this crazy deficit that's not addressed. It's all about politics. It's all about re-election. It's all about playing for another term. And I think some people are going to be surprised their number is going to be up, and they're not expecting that their number is going to be up. I mean, what is the answer? How do we get through all the nonsense? How do we cut through all of this 1%, 99%? How do we deal with an aging population? What are we supposed to do? What? I mean, really, are we not paying salaries as taxpayers to the people that we're electing that are supposed to spend time and deal with a deficit that they've been dealing with for how long? I mean, all this stuff is nothing new. The numbers just change, and sometimes the politicians change. That's the name of that tune. That's what's happening. We just keep pulling them in, moving them out, moving them in. It's nuts. It's nuts. I mean, the current trend, this unemployment trend, and the fact that until we completely address the situation of bringing more jobs back, it's like, I think it's great when a company comes back, and there have been a few that are doing that now, and bravo, and coming back to the Motor City, to Detroit, where could it be more depressed? You can get a house for $500 because it's boarded up, it's ready to fall into the ground, and nobody wants to live in the neighborhood. It's good news to try to build Detroit back up. It's good news to bring manufacturing jobs back. But it's a drop in the bucket, because until that corporate tax is reversed, is changed, and until we really are making more things in America and we're buying more American-made goods. I'm not saying you don't export anything or import anything, but not to the levels that we were doing, not to the levels that we're still doing now. That's why it's like, you know, it's like fishing. I used to go out with my uncle on his boat, and we would catch nothing, and it was awful. You'd be in the middle of the ocean, the Atlantic Ocean. The fish are going to bite, and you'd be there for hours, and I thought, I hate this, because it's boring. We never catch a fish, and then somebody finally gets a fish, and it's like, whoa, we have one. We have this flounder's on the line. Isn't this terrific? One flounder after 8 hours. So it's like we have one manufacturing company that comes back and is like, oh, 1,000 jobs. Isn't that great? Well, it is great, but it's a drop in the bucket. It's like my weak analogy about fishing. This is the problem. All right, I feel compelled to make sure that I pay off that tease about the polls, because we got to tell you the current politics. The Republicans have nothing exciting going on at this point. It's a lull time, 10 days until we come up to the next actual debate. And in the polls, you've got Romney and Santorum, who are all tied up at this point. The latest edition of the Gallup Daily Tracking Poll, that's the one I pay a lot of attention to, shows that 32% of registered Republicans say they are backing Romney for the nomination. Santorum, 30%, and former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich, 16%, Texas Congressman Ron Paul, 8%. So how about that, how close they are? And the Pew Research Center poll, this is another one to pay attention to, showed that Santorum was at 30% nationally among Republicans and independent voters who lean toward the Republicans. Romney, 28%, so just under. Gingrich, 17%. Paul at 12%. The primary wins for Rick Santorum last week, the caucus wins, really, gave Santorum some new life and a new way to raise money, too, because he's been able to raise a bunch of money since then. It's all about those PACs and getting the money into the coffers, because you got to be able to throw up a lot of ads. You got to be able to fight fire with fire when things go negative. And that was huge for him in the Midwest last week. Now we wait and see what happens on Super Tuesday, because less than a month from now, Super Tuesday is the big day. I know I said it on our previous show, but if you're adding up the numbers, those are the numbers that count when you have 10 states weighing in and close to 500 delegates that are up for grabs. It's all about math. All about math on the road to Tampa. All right, coming up on the flip side, we're going to talk about gasoline. Do you have the gas blues yet? What happens? What's the high water mark? Is it $4 for you? Or nah, $4 is nothing. Hang with us.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgeazolin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
When's the last time you had a chance to buy a ticket to paradise? Listen up for a truly once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Imagine the ultimate bug-out safe home, surrounded by incredible lush, fertile land, filled with fruit trees, coffee farm, fresh air, wildlife, and gorgeous views of the Pacific Coast. And you could win it for only $200. Yes, a Costa Rican family of four is raffling off their $400,000 home for only $200 per ticket. The winner scores a 2,000-square-foot, three-bedroom, two-bath house, two-car garage with both
Bodega, Guest House, nearly 3 acres of fertile coffee farmland, and a 1978 diesel Toyota Land Cruiser. All for only $200 per raffle ticket. Only 2,000 tickets will be sold. Hurry, raffle ends April 30th, 2012. For complete details, visit CostaRicaRaffle.com. That's CostaRicaRaffle.com. Get your ticket to paradise today at CostaRicaRaffle.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Her hair is hollow gold, her lips sweet surprise. Her hands are never cold. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll turn her music on you. You won't have to think twice.
Topping odds and ends here on America Tonight. Let me ask you this, folks. What do you think, fair or foul? Men just have to get over this idea that they can take naked pictures of themselves and send them to people when they don't know how to use their phone or any of the social media that they are messing around with. Check this out. For all of our Maine listeners, they probably know about this story. But the Oxford Hills School District's football coach, a guy named Paul Withy, resigned. He resigned because he accidentally posted a naked picture of himself on his Facebook page last week. That's what the superintendent says. That he was working as a football coach since last March. He was teaching math and science at the middle school since the beginning of the year. And what he meant to do was send the photograph privately to his girlfriend, but he accidentally posted it publicly on Facebook last week. The picture was online for about 10 minutes before he took it down. But see, all it takes is 10 minutes, baby. People are freaks when it comes to Facebook because they'll just park themselves on there or have it open all day long. That's what I mean. So a parent saw it as soon as it went up, saw it and called the school. And while the superintendent says, look, it's not against school policy for teachers to be friends with students on Facebooks and that kind of thing, because that's how the parents saw it, they certainly can't have a naked photograph up there. And sadly for this guy, he did that, thought he was giving it to his giving the naked picture to his girlfriend, but other people's eyes saw. So that's a no-no. Maybe the good thing to do is to not take naked photographs of yourself at all. It's too risky because people do not know where they're posting things, apparently. Oh, this is brutal. And now he loses his job. So there's another guy to add to the unemployment ranks. He had a good gig. He's teaching science and math. He's at the middle school. He's teaching football. He's got a girlfriend. Could life be better? And now his life is miserable right before Valentine's Day. Oh, what a nightmare. So now when he goes to apply for jobs, what happened? Oh, I had a naked photograph of myself accidentally on Facebook. Yeah, that doesn't play well. And that's why I said, fair or foul. What do you think? What do you think, America? 5.5 magnitude rattling northern California. I just talked to a friend in California. They didn't mention anything about the earthquake. Because in California, unless the house is halfway sinking, the car's on fire, and China has flown out of the China closet, it doesn't really count. It doesn't really count. To me, it would count. I mean, 5.5, you can feel that. They say it was about 120 miles west of Redding, California. I mean, if you wanted to go deeper into this, because I earthquakes and the whole thing about earthquakes have always fascinated me since I was in an earthquake when I was living in California. And Californians just know. I mean, they just know, earthquake, and everybody ducks, and whether it's that rolling feeling or whatever it is. I've talked about that story before. I was in San Luis Obispo. So in this case, they say there was no reports of damage or injuries or any of that. And therefore, it's just a blip on the radar screen, rather. And it just starts the question that Californians always will ask themselves the next day on morning radio. Geez, when are we going to see do you think we're going to see the big one? Is that what's in store ever? I mean, there's always this talk about the big one, the big earthquake. Will we have another earthquake like we did in North Richland Hill, Northridge rather? Will we have another earthquake like that, or will we have a Bay Area quake like we had in 89? Whitney Houston sadly did not feel that earthquake because she died over the weekend, as all of you know. Now they're talking about could be a mix of alcohol and prescription pills. In fact, if you hang around in our next hour, we're going to talk to one of the editors of Men's Health magazine about how big this problem is, how many people are mixing pills with alcohol, and just in general, prescription pills, and not knowing what's can be lethal and what isn't lethal, and trying to sort out the mixture, because I think that's the bigger part of the problem. You have celebrities especially, they have these doctors who you pay them a big enough chunk of change and they prescribe all different kinds of things from, whatever it might be for depression and, lop on some other pills to that. And it can be like a Molotov cocktail, the way it mixes inside your system. And sometimes those pills just don't mix. And nobody ever talks about that, how lethal it can be just from that perspective. I mean, they even said that not many prescription bottles were found in her Beverly Hilton hotel room after her death. There were, of course, nasty TMZ always getting photographs, no matter what the situation. They showed an empty champagne glass and a Heineken beer, but they're saying that there wasn't, there was less than what's usually there in deaths that they say are related to overdoses. So who knows? Maybe my theory of just a wrong concoction was ultimately what got her. So the autopsy completed was done Sunday. Her body was released to her family on Monday. Her body is being flown back to New Jersey. That's where she's from. That's where they're going to have all these services, I'm assuming. And she was flown. Like I said, her body was flown out of the Van Nuys Airport and is going back to New Jersey. And they're talking about having a service there Friday or Saturday. But the toxicology tests, which are key, won't be known for probably 6 to 8 weeks. So any official cause of death, and especially in high-profile cases, they always play the odds. They're going to, they're going to hold off because they don't want to prematurely try to just take a stab at what it was that ultimately that ultimately killed her. They'll wait for the results of what those tests are. They did remove her from the bathtub. They found her in the bathtub. Someone found her in the bathtub. They got her out of the bathtub. The paramedics did CPR on her. She was unconscious. She didn't respond. She was pronounced dead. I mean, I think we know all the details at this point. We just don't know the exact cause. We don't know what that is. And here things were starting to turn for her. She'd just gotten a movie role. She was singing again. And, you know, who you have to feel terrible for is her 18-year-old daughter, because she's got an 18-year-old daughter who ultimately was also hospitalized on the East Coast when she found out the news. She was treated for stress and anxiety and, I'm sure, shock, if anything else. And the family, I'm sure, is going to end up having some kind of a big, big service, because a lot of people are talking about what can they do and, you know, what can they do to help the daughter and all this other kind of stuff. I don't think financially that's going to be an issue. It's just a question of it being stunning for a lot of people, I guess, the time of it. All right, I mentioned gasoline. What point do we say enough is enough and gas is just too bloody high? We've got to figure out some kind of alternative to what we're doing in this country. And I say that the high water mark, as I say this all the time, is $4. You know, you get up to $4 and then everybody starts to whine and groan again. And when it's under $4, people, they don't pay attention. They're not paying attention as much. You know, the average, I said it in a previous show, right now across America is $3.51. You know, we don't like $3.51, but that's the top end of the scale, but it's still not $4. But it hits $4, you start to multiply that. You start to think about the commute, the average commute in the States, 40 minutes, 40 minutes one way, 40 minutes another way. And guess what? That adds up when you're doing this, you know, day after day after day, week after week after week after week. So somebody in Denver came up with a great idea. They said, why don't we walk? Okay? There's a problem with that. Notice I said 40 minutes, the average commute. What is this, like Forrest Gump? All of a sudden, everybody is going to get their groove on, and we're just going to start walking to work. Oh, you only have to walk 20 miles one way and 20 miles another way? And what about all that traffic? How are you going to get around? There's not even streets where you can walk half the time to get to where you have to get. So I'm just going to say that the person in Denver is all wet with that idea, unless you live down the street from where you work. Certainly, if you work in the neighborhood and you only have to go a few streets, walk by all means. Absolutely. Why not? For most people, that won't work. Public transportation works in big cities, works in some other areas, does not work for everybody, because there are cities that are car-centric. And what does car-centric mean? That it's not even about, I just want to drive my shiny ride and show it off. It means that this is what we have to do. This is how we commute, because there really aren't a lot of alternatives to that. But let me tell you, when we see the prices spike another 60 cents or more, and it's $4 a gallon for regular, probably coming up in the summer, maybe by Memorial Day weekend, people are really going to whine. Oh, yeah. They're going to be all up in everyone's chili about why aren't we developing the alternatives. Now I want to pay attention to what's happening. You know, last April, remember, prices were up to about $3.98 before they finally went down. It's going to be tough with everything that's happening around us to sustain lower numbers. Speaking of numbers, we got them next. We can count here on America Tonight.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
If you're having any problems with the IRS or a local revenue agency, I understand and I can help. I'm tax attorney Tony Dennison. When I was a kid, the IRS came after my mother's house because of mistaken information. Ever since then, I've dedicated my life to defending people in trouble with the IRS. I'm a real tax attorney, which means I have two law degrees, a standard law degree known as a JD, and a tax law degree known as a Master's of the Laws in Taxation. I've been practicing for 10 years, and I've helped many of your fellow citizens in tax trouble. If you're in tax trouble, you don't need to be alone, and you don't need to call one of those fake lawyer clearinghouses. Call me, Tony Dennison, at Dennison Tax Law, 952-886-7141, or on the web at DennisonTaxLaw.com. It may be the best call you make all year. Dennison Tax Law, 952-886-7141. And again, on the web at DennisonTaxLaw.com.
Attention! Information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Segment about Whitney Houston going back to New Jersey for a funeral. They're talking about the Prudential Center in Newark as the site for that funeral. 18,000 seats there, and they think they'll fill them all up. If you remember what happened with Michael Jackson and the send-off that he got in Los Angeles and how big that was, there are people in the music business who think that this could be just as big. Whitney Houston, Michael Jackson, but an arena, I do think they'll fill it, though. Not with family. I mean, the family will be there, but with other people who just want to say goodbye to a pop icon, because she was a pop icon. Whether you liked her music or not, she spanned different generations. She had a great voice, absolutely. I think everyone can think of at least one song that they liked of Whitney Houston's. One song where she just really nailed it, whether it's the national anthem or some other song that she sung. She had so many hits, I'm Every Woman, the remake there, or, I can think of a ton of them, actually. I had a list today that was so long, and that's what people are doing. Her albums were jacked up. Sony is now charging more for her albums, and I think that that's probably what will happen at the end of the week. A lot of people will cram in to that center and give her a big send-off, if you will. How about this for numbers? The Fed say they recovered $4.1 billion in health care fraud last year. The Attorney General, Eric Holder, and the Department of Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius will make that announcement on Tuesday. They say they're doing a better job of screening providers before they get in the system. And they've beefed up the enrollment stuff so that they can catch these people before it happens, which is a good thing because, you know, there's $60 billion to $90 billion a year in Medicare fraud. And that is the problem, that there hasn't been great screening. And without that screening mechanism in place, that's why people have been able to cheat the system. And ultimately, when we find ourselves in the straits that we're in, can we really afford to be losing that kind of money to waste? No, we cannot afford it. This is kind of creepy, but 300 human bones have been found in a serial killer's home. And this is in Linden, California. The guy that I'm talking about, it's serial killers Wesley Shermantine and Lauren Herzog. They buried victims of their killing spree, and thus there's all the bones that they found, the burial ground for 10 or more people from the wild, drug-fueled killing nights that they had. It happened in the 80s and the 90s. So once they were caught, what happened was the one guy, Herzog, when he was told about Shermantine's cooperation with investigators, killed himself last month. This is the fourth day only so far of searching and sifting through dirt from the mine, because it's actually a mine, and police just have been excavating batches and batches of bones and combed through evidence. They found other things too, clothing and whatnot, as they're trying to piece together who the victims figure out who the victims were. So this is helping by doing that. Although, can you imagine making that phone call? And a lot of the stuff that they found has been 45 feet deep in the ground. It's going to be a long process. It's been buried for years. So it's going to be a long process actually going through all this stuff. But you can imagine that for some of the family members anyway, where you're talking about maybe decades when somebody's been missing, that they're going to be able to identify them. One woman they already know, her name was Cindy Vanderhine. She was 25. She was just hanging around in front of her house and then disappeared in 1998. And they found her remains, and they believe it's her remains anyway. They're pretty strong about that. So how about that? I don't know. Is that closure for the families? What does that do for the families when they hear that? I would think that it would infuriate them about neighbors, these speed freak killers. I think if anything, that would just make them, I don't know, more furious. I think you'd just be furious. I'm trying to put it into words because I can't imagine being in that situation, just a terrible situation, when someone's been missing for however long they've been missing. And then you find out, oh yeah, just around the bend, a couple of miles down, a couple of kooks that were trashed out of their mind on speed, went on a wild spree and decided to cut up a lot of women and bury them. And unfortunately, it has hit your family because we found the remains, the skull, the whatever, of your daughter. Ugh, that's why, to me, police work, detective work, all that stuff, fascinating in one sense. But for all of you who do it, I mean, sometimes it has got to be a burden. You've got to feel like, wow, I got to do this again. When you're on the end of it, where you're out at crime scenes and then you draw the short straw, and you have to contact the family. Like I said, I mean, is it closure? Does it bring them some relief? Does it bring them more anxiety? Does it make them more furious? Probably depends from family to family, but having to make those calls, I think, would be just so rough to have to do that. I can't imagine. I used to cover what they call in the TV industry cops and crime and courts, and boy, I learned quickly what it was like on going out on a couple of calls when the police were so great about that. They would let us go out there with them, and often it was just shocking, the stuff that, just completely shocking, the stuff that you would come across. And that, you know, this was, to them, it was something that they weekly had to deal with, whether it was a domestic violence attack or stranger crime or kick door robbers or some other thing where somebody did something terrible to somebody else. And then they had to be out at the crime scene for hours on end. So now in this California backyard, they are hours on end pulling out bones and anything else that they can find to help them identify people. When you hear the words Columbine, I mean, you automatically think about what happened at Columbine. And now I happen to read this the other day, and I'm sure it's being reported all over the place, but two Columbine high school students suffered some injuries when they were attacked by another student with a hammer. And like I said, you hear that on a scanner and you think, oh no. A 14-year-old suspect was picked up and is going to obviously face these assault charges, but the condition of the two students not known at all. The worst school attacks in our history, if we go back to 1999 in April, was Eric Harris and Dylan Kleibold, who opened fire on teachers and students. They killed 12 classmates and a teacher, and they wounded 26 other people before killing themselves in a school library. So whenever there's attack and it's connected to Columbine, that it definitely makes people sit up and take notice, let's say. But in this case, it was a hammer attack. They're going to press charges or whatever they have to do, and move on from that. All right, one last one for you when it comes to We Can Count. And again, it's about numbers. I saw this piece in one of the British papers, and I have done this a couple of times, but now the arrests are up. The British police say they've arrested over 100 people at this point, and I think it's going to be up to 150, if you remember, for those fake Olympic tickets and hotel rooms. It's one of the biggest scams that has gone down so far because of the demand for tickets and rooms when it comes to the July games that are going to be in London, July 27th through August 12th. Some rooms are actually going for over $1,000 a night. So I think they're going to be reporting on more of these crime rings and more people getting bogus tickets, unfortunately, up to the point where we get close to those games. Boy, that'd be awful, wouldn't it? You fly across the pond and you find out that someone else has your hotel room.